Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. Mallory Kane will join us tonight on the couch. That's right, it's her show and I'm letting her in the good sitting room. We'll have a glass of cyber wine and talk about her latest release, His Secret Christmas Treasure. While we discuss this and other recent releases, we'll have a visit from her sidekick, Amber Harrison. And as if that's not enough, there will be giveaways. I'm Donna Wright, your hostess. Stay where you are. You're a part of His Secret Christmas Treasure Release Party by Mallory Kane, here on Hummingbird Place, coming to you from the Dark Hollows Press Studio.
Do you believe in love at first sight, Christmas miracles, happily ever after? Mallory Kane can make you believe. Her latest release is called Her Secret Christmas Hero. Allie McGill is spending a brutal Christmas Eve snowstorm in a barn in Marietta, Montana, when she hears the sounds of a horrible crash. What she finds is a handcuffed prisoner nearly frozen to death in the wrecked car. His name is Jacob Reeves, and he's part of a dangerous family of organized crime. Allie appears like his angel, the most beautiful woman he has ever laid eyes on, with no reason whatsoever to trust him. Despite their misgivings, their chemistry is off the charts. Getting through a freezing Christmas Eve forces them to work together to survive. But once the storm is over, Jake will be gone. Are they truly destined to part after their accidental encounter, or can there possibly be a Christmas miracle to save both their hearts? Her Secret Christmas Hero by Mallory Kane. On sale everywhere.
And we are here tonight celebrating the release of His Secret Christmas Treasure. And it's an exciting evening for me because I do get to introduce one of my closest friends, Mallory Kane. Mallory is an award-winning, prolific author who has done several books in different genres. Mostly, though, she likes to make sure that somebody is trying to kill someone. So she tends to go with the romantic suspense. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you one of my best friends, and a wonderful author, Mallory Kane.
Hi, Donna. It is really a pleasure to be on the couch in the sitting room tonight.
I know.
Want me to be so often for the news, but I feel like a real celebrity tonight, being on the couch and being the focus. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Yes, because you are the focus tonight. You have a great book out called His Secret Christmas Treasure. It's out now, and we can pick that up wherever fine ebooks are sold. Is that correct?
That's almost correct. You know, you're doing what I do. I get two of my books confused. This one is called Her Secret Christmas Hero, and it's
okay.
From Tully Publishing. It's as opposed to my Christmas book from last year, which is called The Christmas Treasure. So
you have a lot.
Christmas.
You have a everything at Christmas is a treasure. Is that correct?
Well, it ought to be, you know. And I would love to introduce you to my assistant and marketing expert, Amber Harrison. Amber's on
Hello.
With us.
Hello, the girl cringing at not mentioning hero. Because we all love a hero, especially at Christmas. But, I mean, I'm the lucky one getting to work side by side with Mallory Kane. So it's a dream.
This is just going to be an everybody loves everybody party. I like it that way.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, let's just start at the beginning. Now, Mallory, again, give us the title of your release.
It's Her Secret Christmas Hero, and it's from Tully Publishing.
Okay. Now, this is actually, is this part of another series?
It is. It's part of Tully Publishing's Secrets of Cherry Lake series, which is part of their Montana-born imprint. If you're familiar at all with Tully Publishing, they have several different imprints, including Montana Born. And so I was asked to be a part of their Secrets of Cherry Lake series for this fall and Christmas, and I got to write her secret Christmas hero, which takes place on Christmas Eve.
I can't believe you're that far away from New Orleans and you're writing.
I know. It's really funny to be writing in Montana. Amber and I have talked about that some.
Yes. Truth be told, we are sitting in short sleeves today in Tennessee. We had a balmy October and November, so this is the perfect book to get us in the mood for Christmas.
Absolutely. So you are now writing for Thule Publishing, and my understanding is that this is not going to be your last release with them. Is that correct? Is that where you're going with your career right now?
I definitely hope so. I've just been contacted by my editor to talk about writing more books in the No Hero series. No Hero came out late during last year from Thule Publishing. And I was sort of winding up my books that were coming out from Harlequin and beginning to write books for Thule. So I've written No Hero, which is set in New Orleans, and now Her Secret Christmas Hero, which is in Montana, because that was an invitational.
Mm-hmm.
And now, again, I hope to be writing two more books in the New Orleans series called No Saint and No Angel.
Wow, so that just... It sounds amazing. I love your titles. Of course, the No is actually New Orleans, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can look at it several ways. N-O for No Hero or N-O for New Orleans Hero.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit? Now, the commercial is really good, and it teaches us that the hero in this book is actually a little tarnished.
That's true. Of course, you know, I can't write a book without putting a plot to kill the president in it, because I'm always big on the romantic suspense.
Exactly.
So for this Christmas story, I had my heroine, Allie, who is trying to take care of her mare, who's about to foal on this Christmas Eve snowstorm. So she has everything set up in the barn so that she can watch her mare all night and make sure that nothing happens, since the mare is so pregnant and almost ready to foal. But she hears a crash, and she finds our hero in the back of an official car with a dead deputy in the front seat, poor guy. And our hero is handcuffed, so there's something sinister going on.
As always in your books. And what about her? I mean, here she is alone on Christmas Eve. Is there no family?
It was she and her father and a few hands on the horse farm. And her father died a few months ago, and he left provisions for the hands to have their own property and be able to go in business for themselves, because he figured he wouldn't die until long after our heroine Allie was married. But he unexpectedly died, and now Allie is there by herself with the one little mare that's left on the ranch. So that's why she's there alone.
Oh, she's sad.
I know.
She is. She's got the pitifulness on, as we say.
Yeah, exactly. But she finds her hero, and she helps him, and she has no idea why he's handcuffed. But eventually she finds out that he is part of a crime family. And while he has not ever wanted to be involved in the organized crime, he, of course, it's his father and his brother, so he has very little choice.
Yeah.
And now he's supposed to have been traveling to Salt Lake City to testify against his father and brother when the car crashes and Allie rescues him.
Well, we are on the couch with Mallory Kane and Amber Harrison, and it's so exciting to have them both here and to let Mallory in the house because normally I keep her out in the gazebo. And we will be back in just a moment right after this.
Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for.
We are on the couch with one of my best friends, Mallory Kane, and her friend Amber Harrison, who also helps her with her marketing and some other items that we authors have to do, whether we like it or not. And the one thing, Mallory, that I don't have clear is this. Is her secret Christmas hero part of the no hero, or is it just part of the Montana born?
You know, it is part of the Montana born. But I thought it was really cool that they gave me a title that had the word hero in it.
Yeah.
So the title is Her Secret Christmas Hero, but it's set in Montana, and it's a part of Secrets of Cherry Lake, which is part of Montana Born. And that is different from No Hero, my New Orleans set.
Now, we do love heroes, and we do love secrets. So,
yeah, that's all that Mallory is about, is heroes and secrets.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
You know, Mallory, you do really well on a soap opera.
Ooh.
Would I?
Yes.
Ooh.
Because all the secrets, you know, you got all the secrets and you got all the heroes. And on some of the shows, the people are even good looking. You know, I don't think there are on all of them, but then again, that's just me. So,
well, and a lot of times the heroes become villains and the villains become heroes, and we all love a really good villain who gets reformed and becomes a really good hero, don't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So he's part of an organized crime family. Are his hands dirty?
He has been involved because he's sort of been forced to be. He learned about that sort of at his dad's knees, as you can imagine. And his dad wanted him to go to law school and become, and I'm going to murder this word, the consigliere, you know, the kind of lawyer guy.
Yeah.
And he's always tried. He's tried to get away from his family a couple of times. And actually, when they find him to get him to testify against the family, he is in Calgary working on a horse farm because, like Allie, he loves horses too.
Oh, my. Now, when the U.S. Marshals or the whoever, FBI or whoever found him, did they make him an offer he couldn't refuse?
That's exactly right. They did. He actually had no choice. He had to go because the FBI was forcing him to testify.
Well, what does his family think about all of this?
I don't want to give away the entire story, but as it turns out, there are a few heroes in this story.
Okay.
Definitely Jacob, but some other guys, too. Some of his family turn out to be heroes, too.
And that's always great.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's what romance is all about.
Her Secret Christmas Hero is available where?
It's basically, as you like to say, wherever all nice and fine e-books are sold. It's on Amazon, and it's also on other platforms like iTunes and Barnes & Noble.
Okay. If you are listening and you'd like to call in, our number is 646-652-2670. I always forget that when I'm having a live show that's not the regular show, since that's not a call-in show. But if you would like to speak with Mallory Kane and tell her how much you love her books, please feel free to do so. Now, you do have another book that's out called His Secret Christmas Treasure, which I was absolutely mixed up on, because I have information in front of me that's got that all over it, and I put that up, and I do apologize. But getting back to what's really important, that is also available on all platforms at this time.
I believe it is. I've just had it reformatted and re-uploaded, and it should, if not now, very soon be available on all platforms.
And this is a story about...
Excuse me.
I was going to say, this is a story about love at first sight.
A lot of my stories are about love at first sight. But this one that came out last year is called The Christmas Treasure. You're absolutely doing what I do. You're mixing up all the titles.
Okay.
It's Her Secret Christmas Hero and The Christmas Treasure.
Okay.
And there's something special about the hero of The Christmas Treasure. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, Amber? About
yes.
My special hero.
About how much we love heroes.
Mm-hmm. And about Gabriel Beltran, who is a Latin hero.
You know, this one is really interesting because it takes place long ago and far away, would you say?
Yes.
Yes. And so it's nice to kind of go back in time and think about romance. It's really, you know, at the core of romance and getting excited for the season. Whereas Her Secret Christmas Hero is, you know, set modern times and in Montana. It depends on what mood you're in. You know, if you're looking for a sort of classic, or if you're looking for modern day,
exactly.
They're both a great read.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Donna the Christmas Treasure, it features a Hispanic hero. He is
like
a Latin lover, honey.
Is he like Antonio?
He is very much like Antonio Banderas.
Yes. Antonio.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that time that Antonio Banderas won an award. It was on the Latin awards. I can't think of. They have the ALMA awards that they do every year. And
right.
One of the, I can see the guy. He plays the sloth on the what do you call it? It's got Scrat and it's got Manny and. It's got
The Modern Family.
No. It's on the. You're so crazy. It's on that movie, and it's that movie. It's a cartoon, and it's got Manny the Mammoth and the sloth named Sid. I cannot believe. Come on, Amber. You've got kids. What is
you
that?
Know my? But I mean, we are just barely. At the cusp of watching cartoons.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Maybe.
Are we talking about Shrek?
No, we're talking about Ice Age.
Oh, Ice Age.
And the comedian that plays Sid the Sloth is also Latino, and he said that Antonio Banderas was so commanding in his voice, and then he said, "Bring me a cup of water." And everyone just died laughing because it was just so cute the way he did it. But anyway, Antonio Banderas is one of those men that's just yummy. There's nothing else we can do about it. And if that's who gave you your inspiration, then it's got to be a great book.
That's Gabriel all over.
Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely.
So how does that work in that time period? How did you make that work with a Latino as the hero?
It actually worked very well. My little heroine in The Christmas Treasure traveled the long, dusty Santa Fe Trail because she thought that a man had asked for her hand because he had seen her in St. Louis and fallen in love with her. And as it turned out, Gabriel Beltran, our Latin hero, had decided that he just wanted to purchase a woman who was experienced to give him an heir because he did not fall in love again. So when he found out that our heroine was a virgin, he was very upset.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he was that upset. I don't think he was that upset.
He had his reasons. He had his reasons, but he may have come around.
Well, we are on the couch with Mallory Kane and Amber Harrison, and we will be right back after this.
Do you believe in love at first sight, Christmas miracles, happily ever after? Mallory Kane can make you believe. Her latest release is called Her Secret Christmas Hero. Allie McGill is spending a brutal Christmas Eve snowstorm in a barn in Marietta, Montana, when she hears the sounds of a horrible crash. What she finds is a handcuffed prisoner nearly frozen to death in the wrecked car. His name is Jacob Reeves, and he's part of a dangerous family of organized crime. Allie appears like his angel, the most beautiful woman he has ever laid eyes on, with no reason whatsoever to trust him. Despite their misgivings, their chemistry is off the charts. Getting through a freezing Christmas Eve forces them to work together to survive. But once the storm is over, Jake will be gone. Are they truly destined to part after their accidental encounter, or can there possibly be a Christmas miracle to save both their hearts? Her Secret Christmas Hero by Mallory Kane, on sale everywhere.
Thank you for joining us at Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We come to you each week from the Dark Hollows Press Studio. For more fun and information, join us at thehummingbirdplace.com. There you can find out about our upcoming shows and events such as Romancing the Smokies, a live event in 2016. Remember, just go to thehummingbirdplace.com. All right, and we are on the couch with Amber Harrison, who happens to be the assistant of our star tonight, Ms. Mallory Kane. Yay!
Yay!
And the crowd goes wild.
You're a crazy woman, Donna. You're a crazy woman.
Okay. Today I was at my day job, and I said, look at this and tell me if I'm crazy. And it was kind of like, why would I have to look at it?
I know.
So, Mallory, tell us, why don't you let Amber talk for a little while about Thule Publishing?
I would love for her to.
I think Thule has been great for Mallory. She's been able to do some fresh things, and you know, this is a new publisher to her since she has finished up with Harlequin, with her Harlequin series. So she started out with no hero, again with the heroes, set in her favorite place, New Orleans. But giving her a lot to work with the Montana-born imprint, mm-hmm. I think has been an exciting change, I'm going to say, because we're talking about snow. Mallory Kane is talking about snow. So I'm excited. because we spend so much time in Louisiana, which we love, but when we're talking Christmas and we're wearing T-shirts here in the South, we love thinking about snow. And so I love that Thule is giving her that opportunity.
Thule is a great publisher to work with. Now, there is one thing that I'm going to tell you, Amber, that you probably don't know, okay? And don't tell Mallory I told you this.
Okay. My lips are sealed.
All right. I'm sitting. I just want to go on record of something here. I am sitting here in front of something that Mallory sent me and said to talk about his secret Christmas treasure online now.
I wrote it wrong.
Is that the name of a book or not?
This is why she keeps me around.
Okay.
I tell her what her cats are named. I remind her of things like what her book is titled. You know, Mallory is great at developing heroes and developing these rich lead characters. But when it comes to remembering the title.
But the Christmas treasure is available now, and her secret Christmas hero will be is available now as well, or will be available?
Yes, available as of October 22nd.
Oh,
and doing so well on Amazon. We are so excited and so thankful for her fans for, you know, backing her up on this new venture into Montana Born. And, you know, who can say no to a hero at Christmas? So, of course everybody's going to love it.
Absolutely. I already do. And I'm going to get the title right before the end of this show.
Well, if you do, you and Amber will be the only ones.
I actually have it tattooed on the inside of my wrist so that I never get it. No. I may have it written on my hand, but I'm just kidding.
Well, I know that sometimes I need to write that. You know, a lot of people, Mallory, do not know all the wonderful things that you have written. And I know you can't go over all of them because it's probably pretty close to 50 published works. But why don't you tell us a little bit about the things like Killing Frogs that most people don't even know about?
Oh, okay. I understand that y'all were using my name in vain the other night on the Hummingbird Place talking about Killing the Frog.
We were. I told everyone that you couldn't do the news because you'd gotten drunk and fell out of a car picked you up. And
right. I love writing short stories. That is my favorite thing to do. And Killing Frogs is just a little story that came about because of something that I may not even be able to mention on the air that my husband said. You would have to read the story to find out, but it's not too bad, but I won't mention it. But it is a sweet little story, and it's a little bit paranormal, which I love to write in my short stories. But it's a very sweet story about a young woman and her little brother and the doctor who is trying to help her little brother and whom she falls in love with during the course of the story. And frogs do play an important part in that story, but I must say, no frogs were killed in the writing of this story.
Were any of them hurt, though? That's the thing. Were any of them hurt?
Well, you know, they might have been inconvenienced a little bit.
Okay, we can handle inconvenience. It's just I didn't want to have to send PETA after you. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Well, Mallory, you've got so many different works. Seriously, why don't you share a little bit about some of those other little known works that maybe people don't realize you have out?
Well, as well as having written about 38 Harlequin Intrigues, I have four titles that came out with Imagine Publishing in the 90s, and those are all paranormals. And they have not done as well as my romantic suspense, but then in a lot of cases, paranormals don't do as well as some of the other genres do. But so I have those, and I do have the short stories that I have put up online. And for a short while, I wrote with Entangled Publishing, but then I moved on to Thule. And have been really happy with them, and I'm hoping to write, as I said earlier, some more romantic suspense with Tully Published.
Well, in your career, you know, there's a lot going on right now in the publishing world, and, you know, we've discussed this many times. When you and I got started back in, who would have ever thought that you could publish independently of a publishing house and be popular and respected? And yet you have done that. You have been with one of the New York publishers, Harlequin. You've been with Imagine. So you've been with the smaller presses, the large press. You know, you're very much hybrid. Do you feel that your career has hit the bumps that maybe some of the other gals have? For instance, as you know, many people right now are not getting paid by Alora's Cave. Have you had anything in your career happen that was just really, you know, a downer?
Well, I don't think that I would call anything that has happened in my career a particular downer. There was, I will have to say that I was electronically published in the first wave of electronic publishing back in the 90s, believe it or not. Many people may not know that there was a wave of electronic publishing that long ago, back in the dark ages when you had to put a floppy disk into a desktop computer tower. And in order to read your book online, not online, but on the computer screen. And there was a time in which we, who had been published electronically, were invited into PAN, in Romance Writers of America, the Published Author Network. And then we were invited out because they were trying to do what they're doing, have been doing in the past few years. They were trying to establish some guidelines for how to recognize electronically, or now, as we say, independently published authors. And I am so happy to see this wonderful wave of independent publishing. Those of us who did have books on floppy disks used to say that if someone could come up with an electronic reader, then independent publishing would be just a landslide. And, of course, that's true. As soon as the Kindle showed up so that people could read their books online, it became an incredible business. For me, it has been so exciting to travel through all these different eons and ages of publishing. I have enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, you and I shared a friend who has since left us, but Jane Bierce was also one of the pioneers in romance in the small press and electronic publishing.
Yes, she was, and I loved Jane, and she was magnificent.
She really was, and I remember her hurt at the way that she had been treated by, you know, certain people who, it wasn't real publishing, you're not really being published, yada, yada.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's funny now, for instance, and this is kind of a good segue for what we're getting ready to get into, Tanya Kappas, who will be the keynote speaker at Romancing the Smokies, which, Mallory, you are going to be a part of.
I am.
We're so happy to have Mallory come to Romancing the Smokies in Knoxville, Tennessee, and on March 19th, 2016. And Tanya Kappas is actually going to talk about how she was treated when she first started independently publishing, which is basically, for lack of a better way of putting it, the way she made her fortune. Now, while we are talking about this, I think what I'm going to do is that little thing that we know how much you love, Mallory. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And now the latest about Romancing the Smokies.
I promised everyone, don't laugh at me. I promised everyone that I would share tonight what I shared on Monday night. And that is that if you are a reader and you sign up before the end of November for Romancing the Smokies with a reader ticket, you during the actual event, you will be put into, not you personally, but your name will be put into a basket, and we will draw to reimburse you for your ticket. We're not going to put you in a basket.
That would be a big basket.
Right. We will put, well, it depends on the person, and we will. Mine would be like the mega basket, but anyway, it'd be one of those things that they push laundry around at hotels. But anyway, the fun thing about that, getting back to the original thing and what the thing is basically a free ticket to Romancing the Smokies. How can you do better than a giveaway like that?
That's really exciting.
That is an exciting thing. Now, we're going to take a little break just because we need a break, honestly. So what we're going to do is take a little break, and then when we come back, we're actually going to start talking about Mallory's giveaway, which is a wonderful giveaway. So we'll be back right after this.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
And what we're going to do is we're going to have a little music. We are on the couch with Amber Harrison and her buddy, Mallory Kane. Mallory is a prolific award-winning author, and we're so excited that she has chosen to have her release party with us tonight here on Hummingbird Place. And while we're playing a little bit of soft and happy jingle bells, Mallory, why don't you tell everybody what they can win?
Okay.
Mallory, would you rather me tell everybody what you can win?
Would you do that for me?
She's like, what are we? Let me tell you about this. This is a one-of-a-kind. Mallory Kane has never done this before. We have a custom Christmas ornament, and it's gorgeous. It's wooden. It says, spend Christmas with a hero, because we love our heroes. I wish this was Scratch and Sniff Radio, because it smells so great. It's that, we don't know what kind of wood it is. We were trying to sniff it the other day and figure it out. But trust me, your tree will smell wonderful. So there are a limited number of these ornaments that we ordered. We will be giving away one of those. A copy of Christmas Treasure, which was Mallory's independent book that she wrote last year. And a $20 gift card.
And where's the gift card to?
Oh,
where's
Amazon.
The gift card to?
Amazon.
Yes.
It's an Amazon gift card.
Amazon. I thought you said Amberson, and I was like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Amberson.
Amberson. Amazon. Amberson.
It's on Amberson. Of course
it's on Amberson. I love it. So, basically, this is your Christmas wish, that we would spend our Christmas with a hero.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. That is fabulous. How can everybody get in on getting, you know, I mean, I want people to sign up for it. So how can they sign up for it?
I think that it would be good if people went to my personal author Facebook page, Mallory Kane Author, and signed up. I have just posted the ornament on my page, And as soon as I can figure out how, I will share that with the Hummingbird Place page. But if people will respond about what, if they have a favorite ornament or a favorite memory type item for Christmas, then we will choose one of those comments and provide them with not only the wooden ornament about spending Christmas with a hero, but also an electronic copy of The Christmas Treasure, which features our wonderful Latin hero, Gabriel Beltran, and
Gabriel.
A $20. Yes,
is Gabriel. He, is he Don Gabriel?
I guess he is Don Gabriel. And, of course, a $20 Amazon gift card to spend however they'd like for Christmas.
And you could spend it on Mallory Kane books.
That's a great idea.
Now, Mallory, let me ask you this question. I know that you do have another Christmas story that's out. It's out in an anthology, and the reason I know so much about it is because it's out with me. I'm in that anthology as well. So along with myself, Donna Wright, and Mallory Kane, there's also Sue Carey, Karen Hall, Kate McKeever, Julie Alexander, and Leanne Tyler. Mallory, tell us a little bit about your story that is in the Christmas Wishes anthology.
Okay. Well, the anthology is Christmas Wishes, and it's seven stories of second chances. And my story is called Three Christmases. And it goes across three Christmas days in the life of Virginia, whose nickname is Jen, and she is coming to her grandmother's house on three separate Christmases. And over those three Christmas days, she re-meets, and comforts and receives comfort from a very, very dear friend of hers. And by the third Christmas, who knows what sort of magic might happen between Jen and Sam, two people who have both suffered quite a bit of tragedy, but who have come together first to comfort each other and then actually to realize that they might possibly have a future together across three Christmas days.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
Aww.
I know.
It just sounds so sweet. It sounds like there's a little bit of pitifulness in there. But maybe we can salve over that pitifulness and make it unpitiful and have a happily ever after.
It's a lovely little story. You could tell us a little about yours too, though, actually.
Oh, well, thank you. My Christmas story this year is called The 12 Days of Christmas Parties. And it's all about a gal and a guy who were in love, very much in love in college, but he kind of got off on the wrong path, and she broke up with him, and now 10 years later, he is a chef. He had flunked out of school and everything and was doing dishes somewhere and realized how much he liked to cook and has become a great chef. And she hires him for her catering business at Christmas time because her chef just flunks out on her and goes off and leaves her. And so the book is not split up into chapters. It's not really a book. It's a short story, about 13,000 words. It's split up into parties, and it's all 12 of the Christmas parties. And as an example, the first party is, of course, based on a partridge in a pear tree. And the first problem that they have is about a Sheffield pear tort. And it goes on and on like this. I will not tell you what the party is for eight maids a milking. You have to read it to find out.
It's really
sounds fun.
I like to write my little comedies. It's also part of my Tennessee Love series and takes place in the Fort White universe. And you hear the names of some of the previous characters that you've hopefully grown to love. Now, Mallory, let me ask you this. Do you personally, you, Mallory Kane, personally believe in love at first sight? And have you experienced it?
I absolutely do believe in love at first sight. For myself, it took me a little while to find the love of my life, and I did not actually experience love at very first sight, but my parents did. My parents went out on a double date, and my mother decided that night when she saw my father for the first time, who was dating another girl, and she was dating another guy that night, but she decided she was going to marry him.
Wow.
And when he got back from World War II, he asked her out. She kissed him. And if you had any idea of what a prim and proper mother I had, you would not believe that. But she kissed him on that date. She also sneaked out and did not tell her parents who she was going out with, because there was a Hatfield and McCoy type feud between the two families. But, yes.
Now that's a love story.
I know. And within 2 months, less than 2 months after that date, when she kissed him, they got married. And they were married for over 61 years.
How many?
61.
How many years? 61 years.
Mm-hmm. When my mom died. And so that was a love at first sight that lasted for a lifetime.
Wow. Can I just say,
aw. Yeah. Aw. Real aw. And I should write that story someday. There are a lot of cute little stories about it.
Oh, I'm sure, especially. And you need to write it in the time period that it took place.
Mm-hmm. Which is post-World War II, that's right.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's very different when you think about it for a... For someone in, I'm assuming, in the 40s.
Right, exactly.
You know, especially a young woman, and I know your mother was very prim and proper, you've told me.
Mm-hmm. And so she was 26 years old and still living at home.
Wow.
Oh, my.
And she was a spinster.
Yeah.
Well, guys, why don't we take a little break? We'll be right back, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright.
Do you believe in love at first sight, Christmas miracles, happily ever after? Mallory Kane can make you believe. Her latest release is called Her Secret Christmas Hero. Allie McGill is spending a brutal Christmas Eve snowstorm in a barn in Marietta, Montana, when she hears the sounds of a horrible crash. What she finds is a handcuffed prisoner nearly frozen to death in the wrecked car. His name is Jacob Reeves, and he's part of a dangerous family of organized crime. Allie appears like his angel, the most beautiful woman he has ever laid eyes on, with no reason whatsoever to trust him. Despite their misgivings, their chemistry is off the charts. Getting through a freezing Christmas Eve forces them to work together to survive. But once the storm is over, Jake will be gone. Are they truly destined to part after their accidental encounter, or can there possibly be a Christmas miracle to save both their hearts? Her Secret Christmas Hero by Mallory Kane. On sale everywhere.
Welcome to the Dark Hollows Press Studio. You're listening to The Hummingbird Place, your true home for romance.
You know, when something goes out to the internet, it's there forever, right? So when you advertise with Hummingbird Place, you're investing in the potential to have continuous, ongoing, never-ending exposure via the airwaves, or the interwebs, as the case may be. Not just Monday nights, but 24/7. Blog Talk Radio archives are available anytime the internet is working for people to download and listen to Donna and her guests, which could be you for that matter. Hummingbird Place, being your home for romance, produces author spotlights, showcase specials, and author jams. And that's an exclusive show that is all about you. Now, when you have a new release, a call for submission, a writing workshop, an appearance and signing, giveaways, cover reveals, whatever your creative heart can come up with, contact us. We're here, and we'll be there to cover your special event that's all about you. Go to thehummingbirdplace.com and fill out that form under contacts, or write to ads, that's ADS, at thehummingbirdplace.com, and talk to me, Jackie DeVera. The Hummingbird Place. It's your home for romance.
I have to play that. I have to, because I have to hear that, it's your home for romance. Because it sounds like she's got a cold.
I love it.
Okay, so we're winding down. We've only got a few more minutes. So first off, we know what the future holds because you've already told us you're going to be doing some things with Thule. Now, are you planning on doing any other side projects aside from Thule?
I hope to do more indie projects with my assistant Amber's help because she is
I hope to rein in on her volunteer work.
Thank you.
She could write so much more. She is so involved. It's a busy schedule.
Well, I think you're doing the world a favor by reining her in and making her the best thing you can do for the world, Mallory, is to write.
You're so sweet, Donna. But yes, I'm trying. You know, the friend who introduced Amber and I to each other said, "I know that one of you is going to become the boss," and Amber has become the boss. She's the one that's supposed to be working on me. So,
you know, you find a lot of times that when you have two people who can get along. Now, you know, I mean, you have to be able to get along to be able to make that relationship work. But a lot of times, if you'll notice, there are people, and I'm sure, Mallory, you've noticed this a lot throughout your career. You know, you might meet somebody and think, oh, you know, they're nice and everything, and then you meet their spouse, and you realize that, especially in romance, it's usually she that's writing. So what you've got is you've got her writing and him, not really the boss, but more almost like a manager, saying, okay, you know, we're going to be doing this and this and this, and it just works.
Right. True.
So,
and that's Amber and I are. We're almost kind of spouses here.
I hear you.
It's a fall calendar, Donna.
Yeah.
Well,
it is.
I think that's wonderful. I know that you and I have talked about doing some things together, but that's very much on the hush-hush, and nobody should know that.
Ooh,
and then, yeah. and then I know you, like I said, you're just so prolific. I don't understand how you do it all. Tell us what you want your fans. There's two things that we need to do before we go. The number one thing is I want you to tell your fans two things. I want you to tell them your favorite Christmas tradition or memory, and then I want you to tell them something they don't already know about you.
Well, okay. I guess my favorite Christmas memory is that no matter how early we as children woke up on Christmas morning, my father was already up and ready to go. And he was waiting there for us to be to get ready to run into the living room with the Christmas tree to find out what Santa Claus had brought us. We could never beat him up, no matter how early we got up. And that's a wonderful Christmas memory.
Okay, let's say it, Amber. Let's say it.
Aww.
Okay, and what's the one thing about you that your fans probably don't know, and you'd like for them to know?
maybe that
that I am a complete sucker for Christmas. If you want to wrap, get me involved in something, just have it do something with Christmas, because I have always been the one that loved getting everything together and coming up with the beautiful wrapping paper and so on. I used to like to walk up to my parents' house with a stack of good Christmas presents, like a Kodak commercial, you know, walking into the house with the big stack of presents. Sucker for Christmas.
And if you really, really want to get her in the mood for Christmas, you give her some coffee and talk about Christmas.
That's right, yeah.
Well,
anything with coffee and I'm there.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, coffee and cake, coffee and Christmas, coffee and Easter, coffee and Memorial Day. I mean,
that's
we
right.
All...
Coffee
yeah.
in the toilet, whatever, you know.
Exactly. Okay, so we've done. Let's mention the giveaway one more time. We've got a beautiful Christmas ornament and also a beautiful book. And
yes,
so,
right. Christmas
and
treasure. An
right.
treasure. An e-book.
An e-book. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw something in on that. If
right.
somebody goes to Mallory's page, her personal
Facebook
author page. It says facebook.com/Mallory Kane author, and they and they put on there Donna Rocks. I will personally send them the Christmas Wishes anthology. I'll do that.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the top post on the page is a picture of the beautiful ornament that was handcrafted for Mallory. And you can comment
great.
Under that.
That
yeah.
sounds wonderful. Now, tell us again what is out for Christmas and where it can be found.
Okay. We've got Her Secret Christmas Hero from Thule, which is on all platforms, including Amazon and iTunes and Barnes & Noble. We've got The Christmas Treasure, see, I was about to do it again, by Mallory Kane, which is on Amazon and soon to be on other platforms. And we've got Christmas Wishes, the anthology of seven stories of second chances, also on Amazon. Three Christmases, three for one. Here we go.
I'm telling you, you can't beat it. You absolutely cannot beat it. Mallory and Amber, thank you so much for choosing to do your release party with Hummingbird Place. I have certainly enjoyed it.
It has been fun.
Donna, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Well, honey, it's always my pleasure. And I noticed that even though I let you sit on the couch, you did really well this time.
I didn't drag in too much mud, so
no.
Hopefully
no,
you'll let me back today.
That's right. And don't forget, Mallory and I will be back at 7 p.m. on Monday evening. And that's it for Mallory Kane's release party of...
Her Secret Christmas Hero!
Thank you!
Thanks, Donna.
My pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mallory Kane and her beautiful assistant, Amber Harrison. And that's it for us tonight.
Welcome to the Dark Hollows Press Studio. You're listening to The Hummingbird Place, your true home for romance.
Don't forget us on Monday night at 7 p.m. So excited to have you. Thank you for joining us. I'm sure Mallory appreciates it. And like I said, she's got some giveaways to do on her Facebook page, Mallory Kane Author. And go there and write Donna Rocks, and I will make sure that you get one of the anthologies. Have a wonderful evening.
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin McLeod and Incompetech.com.